And we are going to be looking at Matthew 23 today. So, let's begin with a question for us to think about. So, our question is, in a world full of authorities, who should we follow? So, there's a lot of people saying, listen to me, follow me. Who should we follow? Something to think about. Let's look at something else. What people were asking Jesus different questions? Mr. Greg was talking to us last week, and there were some people asking Jesus some hard questions. They wanted to try to mess him up. Who was asking him questions? Really hard questions. Do you remember? Do you remember? Who was it? Jesus was answering the questions. And did he do a good job answering the questions? He did. But Andrew, who was asking the questions? The Pharisees. The Pharisees, yes, the religious leaders. They were the enemies of Jesus. They hated him, and they wanted to try to mess him up. All right, so let's go to our next slide. Have you ever heard this? Do what I say, not what I do. What do you think? What does that mean? Right there. Yes. Go ahead. Do you know? You raised your hand. Do what I say, not what I do.
So it's like when you do what they say, but not what they do.
Right. Exactly. And is that a good thing? What do you think? Okay, I kind of see what you mean. What do you think? Have you ever heard this before? Do what I say, not what I do. So let me give you an example, and then you can tell me what you think about it. So let's say I tell you guys, hey, everybody, don't eat ice cream. It's really bad for you. You know, it will make you gain a lot of weight. And you want to be really, you know, in good condition. Don't eat ice cream. But while I'm telling you, I'm eating a big bowl of chocolate, vanilla, and peanut butter ice cream. But I tell you, don't eat ice cream. What would you say about that? Am I being a good example to you? Am I being a good leader? No, because I'm saying, do what I tell you, but I'm not even doing what I say. I'm not being a good example. I'm telling you not to eat ice cream, but I'm eating a whole bunch of it. So, yeah, that's not very good. Well, let's take a look at what happened. Now, Jesus was in a certain city. It was a big city. Even today, it's a big city. Where was Jesus teaching the people? Does anybody know where this was? Have you ever seen this city before? Isaac, where was it?
Israel.
It's in Israel. What city?
Jerusalem.
You had it. I thought I heard it. Jerusalem. So Jesus is in the capital city of Jerusalem. He's teaching the people, and what does he say? Then, let's look up, guys, so you can read along with me. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice." Now notice, what do you think this is? Moses' seat. We're going to find out what that is. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? The scribes and the Pharisees. Remember, they were the people that were against Jesus. They were the religious leaders that were his enemies. So Jesus is talking about them, and he's talking openly. They probably don't like what he's saying because he's going to say some really hard things about them. But you know what? They were true. What does he say about the scribes and Pharisees? Well, they had a position of authority. They were the leaders. So Jesus said, do and observe whatever they tell you. When they're telling you important things, should you listen to them?
Yes.
But what should you not do? Don't do what they do. Because are they leading by a good example? Are they showing a good example to the people? No, they aren't. They're not really good leaders. They're saying good things, but the example they're showing in their lives is not very good. They preach, but they do not practice. There's a saying about this. Have you ever heard of a saying that people say about preaching and practicing? What do people say? Anna, what do they say?
Practice what you preach.
Right. If you tell people, don't eat ice cream, what should you do? Not eat ice cream. Yeah, if you're telling everybody, hey, don't eat ice cream, well, then you shouldn't be eating ice cream. You know, there's more serious things like maybe smoking cigarettes. That's a bad thing. But if you're telling other people, don't smoke, you shouldn't be smoking either. Well, let's take a look at something else. So what is this Moses seat? This is a picture of a synagogue. This is where people would go to learn about the Bible. And am I blocking you? I can move it. Just, is that okay? Okay, so in the synagogue, there was a special chair for the person who would read the Bible. Let's look at it in the next slide. This was called Moses' seat. And it was a special stone seat. What do you think? Does that look comfortable?
No.
Like a really comfy chair? Not really. It's made out of rock. Kind of hard. Don't bounce on that seat. That's Moses' seat. But the person sitting in the seat, what were they reading? What were they reading from? A special book. What book was it? The Bible. Should we listen to the people who are teaching the Bible? Yes. But the problem with the Pharisees was they were not being a good example. And Jesus is going to show us how. So let's keep on looking. And don't forget, practice what you preach. Jesus talked about that. And here's another one. Actions speak louder than words. So it's good for you guys to tell your friends at school what is right and what is good. But you know what's even better? For you to show your friends at school what's right and good. To show by a good example. So, for example, you could tell your friend, shh, be quiet during the lesson. And sometimes that's important. But you know what's even better? For you to be a good example by not talking and misbehaving. That's important. Well, let's keep on going. Jesus continues to talk about these leaders, the scribes and Pharisees. He says, they tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They love to make heavy burdens for people to bear. Just look at this next picture. Look at this guy. It's a little hard to see him. Do you see that burden that he's trying to carry? There. Can you see it now? Look at that heavy burden. Oh, they're telling people all these things that they should do. Do this, do this, do this. But do they do it? No, they don't move the burden even with their finger. That's not a very good example. What about Jesus? What did Jesus teach? Do you know what Jesus said? And we read this earlier in the book of Matthew. He said, can anybody read this for us? Who would like to? Who's a good reader? Can you read it for us right here? Uh-huh. Can you read it? Nice and loud.
Burden?
Right. Not a heavy burden. Jesus said that his yoke is easy. His burden is light. That's a big difference. Well, let's look at what else Jesus taught. This is what else he says about those scribes and Pharisees. They do all their deeds to be seen by others. They want other people to look at them and notice them. When they do something, they want the attention on them. They make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. Whoa, what is he talking about here? I'll show you in just a little bit. And they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by others. Does it sound like these people are proud or humble? What do you think? They love for people to see them. They love to sit in the place of honor. They love the best seat. What does it sound like they are, Roman? They're humble. They want everybody to look at them. They want the best seat. Now, I kind of tricked you, by the way I asked it, because I said humble second, and usually the correct answer is the second one. So are they proud or humble? They want everybody, look at me, everybody, look at me. I want the best seat. So they are proud. They are not humble. So what are phylacteries and fringes? Let's find out. Look at this picture. This person is a Jewish man who is wearing a phylactery. It's like a little box, and it has parts of the Bible in it, Bible verses in it. Now, God wants us to have his word on our mind, but that doesn't mean we need to tie it to our forehead. But not only did they tie it to their forehead, they wanted it to be a big box so everybody could see. Look at the box I have on my head. It's really big. I really am a follower of God. Now, we should have God's word on our mind, but that doesn't mean we need to strap a big Bible to our forehead and walk around so people know that we have God's word on our mind, right? Well, look at this next one. What are the fringes? Well, Jewish people would wear these things that are kind of like a shawl. And not just the ladies, but the women would wear these. I'm sorry, not just the ladies, but the men would wear these. And do you see these strings attached to the edges? These are the fringes or the tassels. God told his people to put these on their robes. Well, the Pharisees, they would make sure their tassels were really long so everybody would know how faithful they were and how good they were. They were just trying to show off. But being faithful to God isn't about showing off and impressing everybody. Let's look at the next thing that Jesus said. So Jesus talks about titles, and there are three titles here. See if you can pick all of them out. Jesus said, "But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ." Does anybody see the three titles that Jesus mentions? Who can tell me one of them? Jordan? Just tell me the title. Rabbi. So that was a title of respect for their teacher. But Jesus said, no, rather than trying to get these important titles, you are all brothers. You should treat each other equally. We're all brothers. What's another title here? Isaac?
Father.
And, you know, there are some people who say, you know, father this or father that. Father could be a title. But who is our one Father? It's God, our Heavenly Father. And what's the third title, Andrew? You're close. Instructors. That's kind of also like a teacher. And who is our teacher? Who teaches all of us? Ian, do you see it?
Jesus.
He is our one teacher, the Christ. You know, there's a lot of important titles. Who can tell me an important title in our world? We always say, wow, that's a powerful person. He's the king. That person is
president.
That person has a title. He's a... Can you think of any other titles? Like the leader of Ohio. Anybody know what he's called? He's the... Close. Governor. There's a lot of titles. And you know, those people do an important job. But as Christians, rather than trying to get a big important title, the most honorable brother so-and-so, the reverend so-and-so, we should just remember that all of us are brothers and that we all are learning from Jesus and that God is our Heavenly Father, rather than being puffed up with pride. We should stay humble and remember who we really are. And you know what? There's good news and bad news about that. The good news is that we all have something very special. We are all created in the image of God. But also we should stay humble. Because do you know what God used to make people? What did God use to make Adam? And it should kind of keep us humble. Ian, what did God use to make Adam?
Dirt.
And Eve was made out of Adam's rib. You know, we... And when people die, the Bible says we return to the dirt. So we should really stay humble. We are made in the image of God. And that's something very special. But really, we're not that important in and of ourselves. We're not that strong or powerful. All of us get sick. All of us become weak. We need to remember that God is our Father, and we need to stay humble. Anna, let's go to our next one. So Jesus said, "The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." You know, Jesus showed an example of this. Anna, show us a picture. What did Jesus do to show us what a leader should do? Jesus did something with his disciples. This was the night before he was arrested. Roman, what did he do? What did Jesus do? Right here in the picture, what is he doing? He's washing the feet of his disciples, right? And that was the job of a servant. If you desire to be a leader, that's a good thing. But a good leader should desire more than just power and pride and to have everybody do what they say. Sometimes that's what leaders are like. Have you ever met a leader, maybe at school or somewhere else, and they're really bossy? They're always telling everybody, do this, do this, do what I say, listen to me. Jesus wasn't that kind of a leader, and he doesn't want us to be that kind of a leader either. He was a leader who served others, and he wants us to be that kind of a leader too. And we should watch out for leaders who just want people to do what they say and never want to serve others. Anna, let's go to the next slide. Jesus continues to talk about the scribes and Pharisees, these religious leaders, because they were not being very good leaders. And Jesus says some very hard things about them. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in." What does Jesus call these leaders, these scribes and Pharisees? It's a word that we've heard before. You might remember it. What does he call them? Hypocrites. Do you guys remember what a hypocrite is? What is a hypocrite? You think you remember, Isaac? What is it?
It's something.
If you say, "You're a hypocrite," what are you saying? What does that mean? It is kind of mean to be a hypocrite, but what does it mean? Roman?
It's like you dress differently.
No, it's not just about the clothes you wear. Andrew?
You're a slugger.
No, we talked about sluggards last year in Proverbs. Yeah, don't be a sluggard. But what's it? Let me show you a picture. Maybe it will help you. We talked about it way back with the Sermon on the Mount. Do you know what these are? These are masks. Who wears these?
Theater people.
What do we call theater people? Maybe you've seen a theater or a drama. What do we call the theater people? Raise your hand if you know the answer.
Actors.
A hypocrite is an actor. They're pretending, but it's not real. So if I'm an actor in a theater, I could pretend to be a king. But am I really a king? No, I'm just acting. Or I could pretend to be a slave. But I'm just pretending. You know what? These religious leaders were just pretending to love God. But it wasn't real. They were just pretending to do what was right. But they really didn't care about what was right. It was just all about appearance, looking good on the outside. Look at what Jesus said about them. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin." These are spices. They were tithing on their spices. They were giving to God based on how many spices they had. "And have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." So it's important to tithe. You know, when we get some money, we should give back to God because everything we have belongs to God. Tithing is important. But they were focusing so much on following the rules. If they got some spices, they would give 10% of their spices to God. Now, that's not bad. But the problem was they didn't care about the important things. What are the important things here? Justice, mercy, faithfulness, being kind to other people, caring about what is right, following God. That's what's really important. Anna, can you take us on to the next one? He said, "Woe, you blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." What does he mean by that? Let me show you a picture to help you understand. So here is some flour, you know, like what you would use to make cookies or a cake. And what do you see inside the flour? Not flour is like what you smell, but flour like what you use to make bread. Uh-huh. What do you see in the flour? Do you see these?
Bugs.
Little bugs. Do you want bugs in your bread? I don't want bugs in my bread. So you know what the Pharisees were doing? They were getting out all the little bugs. Yeah, it's good. But you know what they were not getting out? The big important things. They were swallowing a whole camel. That's a big animal. That's kind of silly, isn't it? To take out all the little bugs and then swallow a whole camel. So they needed to focus on what was really important. All right, we're almost finished. Anna, take us to the end. So here's another thing Jesus said. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." It's like they were doing the dishes, and they were cleaning the outside of the cups, but the inside was still dirty. That's no good. God doesn't care just about the outside. Does God see our hearts? He does. And God cares the most about what's on the inside. Sometimes people have the wrong idea about following God and serving God. They think it's all about just doing the right things and looking good on the outside, you know, wearing the right clothes and just looking nice on the outside. But really, it's about our hearts. And who is it that can change our heart? Who can change our heart, Ian? God can change our heart. Jesus can change our heart. And that was what the Pharisees needed, so that they could be good leaders. And that's what we need, so that we can be good leaders, not like the Pharisees who were hypocrites, saying one thing and doing another. We need God to change us on the inside. And so let's pray and ask God to change us, not just on the outside, but on the inside. Because Jesus came and he died for us, and he rose from the dead so that we could be changed on the inside, not just the outside. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we've had to study your word. And I thank you for the things that Jesus taught. And I thank you for the example that he gave us. He didn't just look good on the outside, but he did the things that were right. He cared about others. He was merciful and kind and compassionate. And he was a servant, even though he was the greatest of all. He was our Lord and Savior. And we thank you that he gave his life for us so that we could be saved and forgiven of our sins. And that he rose from the dead so that we could have a new life in him. I pray, Father, that each one of us will know Jesus as our Savior, and that we will know that our hearts have been cleansed through him by faith. We thank you, Father, that you can change us on the inside, and then we also will be different on the outside. I pray that you will bless us as we study your word, and I pray that as we memorize verses, that they won't just go into our minds, but that they'll go into our hearts, and that we'll try to live them out in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.